From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. President Obama speaks to the United Nations General Assembly this morning in New York. Excerpts released by the White House show the president will tell members he expects them to do more to end conflicts, poverty, and disease. He said those who used to chastise America for acting alone in the world cannot now stand by and wait for America to solve the world's problems alone. This is the president's first speech to the world body. Jobless workers in 27 states can expect another 13 weeks of unemployment checks under a bill approved by House lawmakers yesterday. NPR's Audie Cornish reports from Capitol Hill.
This legislation would affect jobless workers in more than two dozen states where the unemployment rate is at least 8.5%. Combined with previous extensions passed by Congress this year, unemployment checks in some states could run for nearly a year and a half. Kentucky Republican Jeff Davis supported the bill, but warned that Congress is moving in the wrong direction in addressing the problem.
What Americans really want are jobs, not handouts. Even as we help those in places where jobs are the hardest to find, promoting job growth should be our broader goal and our number one priority as we move forward in this Congress.
The unemployment rate last month hit 9.7% and has been projected to get up to 10% by the end of the year. Audie Cornish, NPR News, the Capitol.
Federal Reserve policymakers end 2 days of meetings in Washington today. They're expected to make an announcement on interest rates this afternoon. Greg McBride, senior financial analyst at Bankrate.com, doesn't expect to see any change.
The Federal Reserve is going to maintain their stance that interest rates will remain low for an extended period of time because the recovery is still very tentative.
Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke said last week the recession is very likely over. Suspected illegal immigrant smugglers attempted to run three vans crammed with 74 people through the busy border crossing between Tijuana, Mexico, and San Diego, California yesterday. Federal agents fired on the vans, injuring three passengers and one bystander. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
At around 3:30 Tuesday afternoon, three full-sized vans lined up at the San Ysidro border crossing waiting to enter the U.S. As the vans approached the inspection booth, all three attempted to gun past U.S. agents and barrel through the port of entry. San Diego Police Detective Kevin Rooney says the vans bore down on three federal officers who fired their weapons. Three passengers were injured and so was a civilian in a car. All four were taken to local hospitals. The police shut down the crossing for hours, creating a massive traffic jam on both sides of the border. More than 70 suspected illegal immigrants in the vans were taken into custody. A spokeswoman for the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency says she hasn't seen such a brazen and violent attempt to smuggle illegal immigrants in years. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News from Washington. The Central American nation of Honduras remains under a curfew as the political crisis in that country continues. Deposed President Manuel Zelaya is holed up in the Brazilian embassy in the capital, which is surrounded by hundreds of police. NPR's Jason Bobian reports.
Soldiers continue to surround the Brazilian embassy in Tegucigalpa. Earlier, security forces used tear gas and water cannons to drive supporters of ousted President Manuel Zelaya away from the building. Zelaya, who was deposed in a coup in June, snuck back into the country on Monday. He says he's returned to regain his position as president. The de facto government says he'll be arrested if he steps outside the Brazilian embassy compound. From inside the embassy, Zelaya has been calling for his supporters to take to the streets. An around-the-clock curfew, however, has kept most people home. The de facto government has also shut down all airports in the country, closed the borders, and put up roadblocks to keep Zelaya's supporters from converging on the capital. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Mexico City.
Police in Chicago say a man with a gun has barricaded himself in a hospital emergency room. They say the man walked into the Jesse Brown Veterans Administration Medical Center about 1:30 this morning and fired one round. No one was injured. Negotiations are underway. Floodwaters are beginning to recede in the southeast. Torrential rains struck the region in the past few days. 9 deaths were reported in Georgia and Alabama. Georgia Governor Sonny Perdue has asked President Obama to declare a state of emergency in his state. Officials there estimate there has been $250 million in damage. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.